It is Friday, July 20th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Penguin Ed's Barbecue, offering three locations in Fayetteville. A traditional hot breakfast plus vegetarian dishes, omelets, and pastries served at the Mission and Crossover location each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a.m. until noon. More information, including menus, is available at penguineds.com.
Ahead on this Friday edition of Ozarks, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel sits down with Roby Brock from talkbusiness.net. Returning books at the library, and Fort Smith continues to get ready for its new art museum.
First, one of the hottest Julys on record will continue this weekend with a chance of record-breaking high temperatures tomorrow and Sunday. The National Weather Service says highs tomorrow afternoon will be around 101 in northwest Arkansas and could reach 107 in Fort Smith. Highs Sunday are expected to reach between 102 and 105. A heat advisory remains in effect for Sebastian County through Sunday night.
The heat is being blamed for at least one death in Arkansas. Yesterday, the State Health Department confirmed a heat-related death. Dr. Dick Hasselau is with the State Department of Health.
We've become aware of at least one person who's died related to the high heat that we've been having. What it means for us is, it's been, three-digit heat off and on for weeks and weeks now, and it's hot enough where it puts people at risk, throughout the age spectrum and wherever you are in Arkansas.
No other details about the recent death are being disclosed by the department at this time. Dr. Hasselau says during times of extreme heat, people should stay out of the heat as much as possible. He says if you have to work outside, try to work during morning hours before the heat is at full force.
The economic outlook for most of the state remains fairly stable, but some Arkansans are still having trouble finding work. Now, the state attorney general's office wants unemployed residents to be cautious about work-from-home schemes. Sarah Tacker is a senior assistant attorney general for the Consumer Protection Division. Tacker says there are two types of scams. Scam one.
They're just trying to get your money. They are going to offer a product. You're going to use your credit card or your debit card to pay for that product, and they're not going to deliver whatever product it is. That's just going to be out and out them trying to get your banking information, enticing you with products to help you work from home.
Tacker says the other scheme consists of organizations that inflate their success rate and then send you a product that doesn't sell well. If you have been taken advantage of by one of these scams, Tacker says contact local law enforcement officials.
Work on an extension of the Razorback Greenway Trail will alter traffic in Springdale for a couple of weeks. A concrete crosswalk at Johnson Avenue at the Spring Creek Bridge will be closed to traffic beginning Monday morning. The Razorback Greenway is a continuous trail system that will eventually connect Fayetteville to Bentonville.
Supporters of an effort to raise Arkansas' severance tax will have another 30 days to collect enough signatures to place the matter in front of voters this fall. The Secretary of State's office says just over 21,000 of the nearly 70,000 signatures submitted are valid. Supporters will need to gather more than 41,000 valid signatures in the next 30 days to be approved for the November ballot.
The deadline to register for a symposium sponsored by the Arkansas Civil War, Sesquicentennial Commission, and National Park Service has been extended through July 27th. The conference, titled An Empire in Extent, the Civil War West of the Mississippi, is scheduled for August 9th, 10th, and 11th at the University of Arkansas Global Campus in Fayetteville. Scholars from across the country will offer presentations on the war, life on the home front, and the experiences of the diverse peoples of the Trans-Mississippi. The symposium will also include guided tours to Pea Ridge National Military Park and Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park. Registration for the conference is $25. More information at ArkansasCivilWar150.com.
After adopting more than 60 cats at this event last year, Free Cat Friday has returned. Today, you can adopt a cat or kitten for free from the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. All cats will receive the usual services such as vaccination as well as being spayed or neutered. Cats will be available on a first-come, first-served basis, and you must fill out the normal adoption application. More information is available at 444-3456.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are leaving town with a win. Last night, the Nats ended a 7-game losing streak in Springdale by beating the Arkansas Travelers 5-4. Northwest Arkansas begins a 4-game series at Springfield tonight.